This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week on our program, we're talking about guns, gun culture, and gun violence. The U.S. has the highest rate of gun ownership per capita in the world. It's estimated that Americans own nearly 300 million firearms. Also high on that list is Switzerland. It's fourth in terms of gun ownership. And that is where we go for our next story. Historically, Switzerland has had a remarkably low rate of gun violence. But NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson reports that a number of gun attacks in recent years have the Swiss rethinking their relatively liberal gun laws.
A handful of youngsters with air guns practice hitting paper targets at the shooting range outside Zurich. Their instructor, Erich Kanobel, monitors the students' progress. They will move up to regular guns as they become more proficient. Kanobel tells them, keep your guns up so I can check your form. Among his students is 11-year-old Greta Wolf, the shy sixth grader who is from Germany, where firearms are far more restricted, is the only girl here on this day. She also is one of the best shots.
Schießen war jetzt einfach als Klavier lernen.
Shooting a gun was easier to learn than playing the piano, says Greta, who is also an accomplished swimmer. She says key to her success at shooting is patience, practice, and deep breaths. Her father, Markus Wolf, also shoots.
Der hat auf dem Schützenfest in seiner Schießbude mit dem Luftgewehr geschossen und hat mich dann gefragt, ob wir das mal.
He says his daughter began target shooting more than 18 months ago after seeing her older brother Vincent do it. Wolf adds that the sport has improved his children's concentration. Nearby, René Collos smiles. He's a Swiss Army veteran and collector who owns hundreds of guns and heads youth training at the Zurich Shooting Sports Association.
Heute haben wir in unserer Gesellschaft ein Überangebot von verschiedensten Möglichkeiten, sich zu betätigen.
Curlos says there are so many activities available to young people these days that it's difficult to get them interested in shooting. But he and others acknowledge that even among Swiss adults, interest in firearm ownership is waning. Part of it is due to the shrinking size of the conscripted militia that serves as the National Army. As a result, fewer Swiss men between the ages of 20 and 30 are storing weapons at home. There's also pressure on Switzerland to adhere to the Schengen Agreement. It opens borders between most European countries, but also makes buying and owning guns more difficult than the Swiss are used to. Stephen Halbrook, a Virginia-based author and lawyer who has argued cases for the NRA, has been a frequent visitor to the Alpine country since 1991.
The European countries themselves, there's a mandate to register all guns and to have a central electronic registration. Germany just announced that it was the first to do so, to implement that. That was on January 1 of this year. And the other ones are supposed to follow suit.
A growing anti-gun movement in Switzerland, strengthened by local shooting attacks and Swiss research on violence, is also pushing for improved gun control. While firearm deaths are much lower here than in the United States, one Swiss death for every seven U.S. deaths, guns are often used in suicides and crimes of passion. Suzanne Peter heads the Zurich Women's Shelters Association.
Also, wir haben immer wieder Frauen, wir nennen sie Klientinnen.
She says a fifth of her clients report having been threatened with guns by their male spouses or partners who keep military-issued weapons at home.
Also etwa ein Fünftel der Klientinnen berichten davon.
Swiss society must take responsibility and deal with it, Peta adds. A recent study by the Institute of Social and Preventive Medicine at the University of Bern raises similar concerns about gun violence. Epidemiology professor Marcel Zwalen was among the researchers who conducted a review of 158 Swiss murders and suicides where the attacker and victim lived in the same households. He says 9 of every 10 cases involved firearms. He says owning a gun in Switzerland is easier than owning dogs or cars, but shouldn't be.
It's okay to regulate how you are allowed to have it, how you should use it, and that this gets checked.
Lawyer Hans-Peter Uster agrees. He's a former justice minister from the Swiss canton or state of Zug, who was shot in the chest by a gunman who stormed the regional assembly there in September 2001. The assailant killed 14 people before turning the gun on himself.
Es ist sicher jetzt wichtig, dass diese Registrierung aller Waffen.
Uster says he hasn't touched a gun since the attack. He adds he's always had concerns about the wide availability of firearms in Switzerland. Estimates range from 2.5 million guns to more than 3 million, and most are military-issued rifles. Many historians credit the armed-to-the-teeth tradition with protecting Switzerland from the Nazis in World War II. But Uster and others say it's time for the Swiss government to act to prevent shooting attacks like the one in Zug.
Ich war schon vor dem Attentat sehr skeptisch gegen die vielen Schusswaffen, die es in der Schweiz gibt.
It's certainly important that all these weapons are secured, legally speaking. Having them registered in each Swiss state and having those states share the data is also important. We need laws passed to make this happen, as well as a committed government.
The local equivalent of the NRA rejects any new restrictions. It argues there are plenty already, including a crackdown in the past 18 months on the purchase and transport of ammunition. Hermann Suter is vice president of the Swiss group ProTel, named after William Tell, who used a crossbow to target his enemies.
You can't register the weapons which are in hands of criminals. So it doesn't help you to prevent a tragedy, you know?
He, like many Swiss, blame local gun violence on criminals from other countries, as well as the mentally ill who aren't supposed to own guns. So far, the majority of Swiss voters have agreed that gun control is not the way forward. 2 years ago, 57% of them voted against storing military-issued guns in armories rather than at home. They saw it as undermining trust in Swiss soldiers, Suter says.
Every militia soldier has the right and even the duty to take his personal arm as long as he is in active service back home. Of course, as soon as the soldier leaves his service, he has to change the mechanism so that he cannot shoot automatically, you know, but only one shot after the other.
Sind die Schützen bereit?
The single-shot action is evident at this recent shooting contest in the town of Pfäffikon. The top shooters win a wheel of local cheese or coupon worth $10. Many of them use converted military weapons to shoot the paper targets, which are some 300 yards away. Guns not in use sit out in the open.
It's ein Heiligtum, das macht niemand. Am eidgenössischen Schützenfest.
Those guns are safe because it violates Swiss tradition to touch another person's weapon without his or her permission, says Urs Steli, president of the Zurich Shooting Sports Association. What is expected, however, is for participants to gather in the local pub and discuss the day's shoot over a steaming drink spiked with plum brandy. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News.